Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 11th Chapter, 26th and 27th verse. So before I hand over the call to Prabhu, I request Padma Mataji to please do a brief introduction of today's speaker.
Hare Krishna Mataji, accept me humble obeisances. His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. He is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. Prabhuji has studied B.Tech from NIT Trichy. Prabhuji has worked as a senior manager at Tata Motors Pune. His current services include area management and project development head at areas around Pune. He is a counselor of youth and corporate preacher and congregation preacher and also secretary at Voice organization, and he is also a remote mentor for NVCC Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows many languages such as English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu and Japanese. His degrees include Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, IDC and teachers training courses. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu. Thank you so much for giving us your valuable association and enlightening the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I will hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Madhu, you were saying something. Please go on.
Yeah, I was just saying thank you, Prabhuji, for your association. And I know you request everybody to be on video. I was just announcing that only.
Please go ahead. Please make the announcement.
So I request everyone to please be on video because Prabhuji would like to see us and give a class. And Prabhuji will be very ecstatic when he does that. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So light travels faster than sound. The sound is traveling slowly now, but the light should be on very soon. So thank you all devotees. It's such a great feast to see the devotees appear on the videos. At the same time, I see some of them having DPs, some of them that black Brahman still there. So requesting if every one of you could turn on the video because we are going to discuss a really, really important section from Bhagavatam. So it's my request. So we will require our video to be on. All right. So we'll start with prayers. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चातिदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. Really, really very happy, excited and enthusiastic to be with all of you at the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. And I'm very fortunate to be serving all of you today. Hari Hari. So you all also can make me feel fortunate by turning on videos, please. I'll also feel fortunate. Correct? The feeling should be mutual, right? Okay. So, we are discussing this very, very exciting and thrilling section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 6th canto, the 11th chapter, which is entitled as the Transcendental Qualities of Vritra Asura. Now, the shocking and the thrilling part is Asur. Yes? What is the suffix? Asur. Just like devotees. After receiving initiation, get titles like Das and Devi Dasis. So similarly, when a person qualifies to be an Asura, that person also gets title Asur. Bana, Asur. Vritra, Asur. Dhenuka, Asur. Baka, Asur. So they all get title. We get Das Dasis, they get title of Asur. So what big qualification they have to do? The biggest qualification that they need to do is they have to outrightly envy Krishna. Correct? So they outrightly envy Krishna, rebel against Krishna, exhibit adamant independent mentality, then they become qualified as Asur. Correct? They become Asuru Parampara, Asura Das. Alright. So here, there is a personality with the title Asur, but we are discussing the transcendental qualities of this person. Transcendental qualities. Usually transcendental qualities are of devotees of Krishna. But here we are discussing transcendental qualities of this Asura. Asura usually don't have transcendental qualities. They have pathetic qualities. Correct? All varieties of nonsense qualities. But here we find as transcendental qualities of Ritrasura. Very nice. So in the beginning of the chapter, I believe I had taken the first loka. I remember. The first loka of this chapter I had taken. So that's the place where, not the first, second, third, fourth and fifth, I think. I had taken that shloka, that section. The first section. So Vritrasur chastises the demigods. And after chastising, then Vritrasur ensues a fight and quarrel with Indra. And he observes, yes, he observes that Indra is not having any faith in the instructions of Lord, the words of Lord. So he starts chastising Indra also. So Vritrasur chastises Indra, Vritrasur instructs Indra, and finally, after chastising and instructing Indra, then we move to the crux of this chapter. The crux of this chapter is the Chatushloki, the four prayers that Vritrasur offers. So I've been given the service to discuss the last two prayers. So the first two prayers, as we rightly discussed last time also, I believe, I told this point, that these four prayers explain us very clearly what are the real dharma, the real artha, the real kama, and the real moksha. What is the supreme dharma, supreme artha, supreme kama, and supreme moksha? Whenever we discuss these four purusharthas, we call it purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Yes, this is called as the purusharth. That's what we discuss. Correct? So these are called the purusharthas. So these are the divine purusharthas, the transcendental purusharthas, which are mentioned here. Correct? They mentioned. So the first two shlokas are already discussed. Yes? We'll just give a reading to it because it's very important. We'll just read what is Supreme Dharma. The verses are also very sweet. 24. I'll just take out the verse. Yeah. Aham hare tava pade kamula dasa anudaso bhavitasmi bhuyah manasmaretasu pater gunamste grani tava karma karo tukaya. Somebody can read. This is a supreme dharma. Somebody please read.
Oh my Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, may I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet. Oh Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes. My words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship.
So, how important this verse is. This verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life.
Right.
It speaks about the dasanu das bhav. See? So, this is the supreme dharma, to become a servant of the servant of the servant of Lord. Okay. That is the supreme dharma. Then what is supreme artha?
Nanakaprishtam nacha parameshtyam na sarvabhaumam narasadipatyam na yoga siddhir apunarbhavam va samanjasatva virahinya kanche.
Omay Lord, Dandat Nam Pradji, Omay Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dwar Loka, the heavenly planets or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be the master of the powers of the mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I had to give up your lotus feet.
So these are all the different things that people consider as. See, this is considered as artha. Oh, I become heaven, heavenly planet, the ruler of heavenly planet. Parameshtam is Brahma Loka. Sarvabhaumam is Bhuloka. Rasadipatyam means Narakaloka. Yogasya, yogic siddhi, yogic opulence. Or to become liberated. So people consider that this is artha. The karmis, they consider this to be artha. The yogis consider this to be artha. Yes. And the jnanis consider this to be artha. But for a devotee, the supreme artha is the lotus feet of the samanjasa. Krishna is addressed here as samanjasa. Samanjasa means the Lord who provides all opportunities. Yes, he is the source of all divine opportunities. So that is the real artha. The real artha is what? The real artha is service to the lotus feet of Lord. Lotus feet means service. Service to the Lord. That is the real artha. And now this sloka, number 26, we are going to see what exactly is the supreme kama. Dharma artha is over. Now kama. So this kama and moksha. Supreme kama, supreme moksha. These two are our subject of discussion today.
Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga stanyam yathavat sarata sudarta priyam priyeva vishitam vishunna mano hridivindaksha vidrikshate tvam.
O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them. As small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects. I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So this verse explains the supreme kama, the supreme desire, the supreme longing that a person can have. That is described in this particular sloka. Yeah. So now here three examples are given. Very beautiful examples. Now somehow, anybody from village over here? Village, countryside, forest? Tabu, then we wouldn't be on Zoom. It's very difficult. I can only see Karpakavali Mataji and His Grace Nitya Narasimha Prabhu. They have some touch remaining with the countryside. Because His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj often says that actually Srimad Bhagavatam is for people who reside in village, because they are able to relate with each and every point that comes in the Bhagavatam. City dwelling people, the city grid that people, it's very hard. It's very, very hard for us to actually relate, but because many things we wouldn't have seen. So now here, the first line, we'll discuss one by one. It's a beautiful sloka. You can appreciate the beauty of Vritrasur, how he's relating to his feelings with the Lord very personally. The first one is ajata paksha, ajata. Jata means born. And ajata means one who is not even born, or just born. Paksha iva mataram khaga. Mataram means the mother. And kha means the sky. And ga means kha gaman. One who move in the sky. The bird who, the mataram khaga. Just like iva means it's an analogy. So the first analogy is given of ajata. I'm going to ask you some questions. So I request you all to please be attentive. Because after this is done, I'm going to ask you certain questions. So please be attentive now. So the first analogy is that of a child, a newborn baby bird who is showing his utmost dependence on the mother bird. First, number one. Number two. Tanyam yata vatsara shudarta. So here the example is given of a vatsara. Vatsara means a calf. A calf is desiring the udder of its mother. Why? Because of shuddha artha. So the calf is hungry, very hungry, and desiring the udders of the mother. Stanya means the udder, the milk from the udder. It's very desperately desiring. And vatsarasa. Prabhupada gives even, so wonderfully. He's calling a small calf tied with ropes. Right? So he's extending the calf. Bhagavatam is not giving any explanation. Vatsara means a calf. But Prabhupada is expanding it. It's like a tied up calf who cannot move. Next. Priyam priyeva vishitam vishanna. Oh, there is a female lover. She is waiting anxiously for a beloved who has left her and gone for some time, and he's going to come back. Yes, he's about to come back. And she's waiting frantically that when my beloved is going to come back to me. Vishitam vishanna. Correct? Who is gone? Vishitam. He's gone away from home. He has not returned back. Vishanna. Because of which she is vishad. She is in lamentation. This priya. The beloved. Female beloved is in very great distress. Because she is separated from her beloved for a long time. He's gone away. She is waiting when he'll come back. Okay. So now we discuss three analogies. The first analogy is what? The first analogy is of a small bird depending on its mother. The second analogy is a calf who is tied to a rope depending on the cow. The third analogy is of a lover, a beloved who is waiting for her lover to return back. What exactly do you reflect and find similarities or any deep understanding on this? Anybody? What exactly is your understanding?
Haribol Prabhuji?
Yes,
Prabhuji. Okay. All these three, they are self-centered kind of motives for which they are waiting. You know, the babies, they are hungry, they want food. They're not loving the mother. They want food from her. That's one. It's like the wife also is for her own satisfaction. She's waiting for the husband. Not that she wants to serve the husband as a primary goal. And even the calf is waiting for the milk, not for the mother. So what I understand is that it's self-centered. Just like Radha Goswami said with that, why the thorn, picked your foot? He says, no, I stepped on the foot. Nobody says like that. The thorn is pricked my foot, not that I stepped on the foot. So blame is on the other one, not like that. So this is kind of self-centered motive, which is not to serve the other person, but for our own selfish motive. That's what I understand, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for allowing me to say.
Okay.
Prabhuji, so more of passionate. They both are, all three are passionate. They want to have more of passion.
Okay. There's a lot of passion associated with passion, or a lot of intense feelings. Can we call it that way? It's quite an intense experience that they're going through. And that's sort of a very passionate experience. Okay, thank you. Let's see some answers from the chat. Okay, so Tiffany Mataji is saying rasa. We are able to see some rasa here. Okay, if you can elaborate that, it'll be nice. Rasa. Okay, Nityanarasimha Prabhu says dependency. Dependency. Okay, Ria Raizada Mataji says hankering for association. Deep hankering. Okay, relationships are expressed. Intense separation. Desperation. Okay. Somebody is unmuted. They want to speak. Yes.
Helplessness.
Helplessness. Okay. Helplessness, desperation, intensity. Very nice. Very nice. My spiritual master, in most of his lectures, if you see the final conclusion that he gives, he would always give, is that we need to helplessly helplessly surrender and call out for the chanting of the holy name of Yah. He always would stress upon this particular mood. This is the karma. Got it right? This is the real karma. That intensity, that vigor, that love, that desperation which somebody is feeling. Because these three, the bird knows I don't have any other shelter except mother. The calf also knows that except my mother, there is nobody else who can feed me milk. Similarly, the beloved also knows there is nobody other than my lover who can satisfy me. Now, as His Grace Prahlad Anand Prabhu said, yes, they want to quench their material thirst. There's nothing spiritual about this, but definitely that emotion of that intensity, well, that is something we need to adopt. Many times you would have a question. Gopya kamad bayad kamso dvesha cheda diyo nripaha. Gopi is the comparison that is made. The feeling of gopis is always called as lust. It's called as lust. And many times we wonder, Prabhuji, gopis love Krishna. Gopis don't have lust for Krishna. Then why Shastras and Acharyas are mentioning lust? The lust is mentioned. I have two reasons behind this. I'm not going to elaborate the second reason, but the first reason I'll tell you is because of that intensity of lust. Lust is the intensity that we can understand. It's an intense desire that we understand. We don't understand what is love. So to explain to all of us, it's mentioned as the lust, that intensity. But it's channelized in the right direction. Gopya kama. Yes, but they use their kama to attend Krishna. They wanted to serve Krishna. That's one reason. The second reason that they mention is that if you see properly, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives 10 stages of lust. I'm not going to elaborate that because it's huge. But let me tell you one thing. There are 10 stages of love also. Whatever is meant to be known, I'll tell you. The 10 stages of lust, 10 stages of love, and the first 9 stages are same. But in lust, what happens? The 10 stages, a person is destroyed. Barbad. The fellow is completely destroyed. On the other hand, the 10th stage of love is when a person achieves the supreme bhava. So these material examples are given. Although they are after material, they are after fulfilling their own material lust. But that intensity is something that we need to learn. The karma. Yes, these three want to satisfy their karma, nothing else. The bird wants to satisfy karma. The calf wants to satisfy karma. The calf is sanya karma. Sanya means milk, udders. Yes. And the lover, beloved also want to satisfy her own karma. From the lover. They all have that desire to satisfy their karma. So Vritrasura as a devotee is praying here that I don't have just mundane karma. I don't want all this. I depend exclusively on you, Krishna, and nobody else for what? Manoravindaksha didrikshate tvam. I have that intense desire, laulyam, to see you. I want to see you. That intense desire to see you. This is the supreme karma. The intense desire to see Krishna. Correct? We'll read the... Now, what we'll do is that we'll read the purport quickly. Somebody can read and then we'll discuss further. Yeah. Somebody? Purport?
A pure devotee always yearns to associate personally with the Lord and render service up to Him. The example given in this regard are most appropriate. A small baby bird is practically never satisfied except when the mother bird comes to feed it. A small calf is not satisfied unless allowed to suck the milk from the mother's udder and its chest. Devoted wife whose husband is always from home is never satisfied until she has the association of her beloved husband. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes. Thank you. So what did we learn from this? Is the feeling of helplessness and dependency. And it is said that till the time we don't develop this kind of karma, this kind of feeling of helplessness, till that time we will not develop Krishna prema. Our chanting is not at the highest level. Because a real chanting means calling out for Krishna in this mood of helplessness. This is our real karma. This is our real aspiration. Because when we call out for Krishna in that helpless mood, definitely you get darshan of Krishna. Any example from Shastras? Helplessly somebody called out and Krishna gave darshan?
Draupadi,
very good. Draupadi called out. Hey Krishna, hey Dwarkavasin, hey Yadava, hey Gopi Janavallabha. She called out with, she was desperate. See, initially Krishna did not come. She was calling Krishna always. She was going to Guru, she was going to Kula Guru, she was going to the king, she was going to the elders. So here she was not having exclusive dependence on Krishna. No. Then she went to her husbands, she went everywhere. And then when she understood I have to call out for Krishna, that time also she was holding her sari and calling for Krishna. Huh? Then she was holding one hand up, one hand sari and calling for Krishna. But then when she left both her hands up in the air and called out for Krishna exclusively that I have no other shelter other than you. When this mood developed that I have nobody else other than you, that is when Krishna supplied Draupadi with unlimited sari. Correct. Next example. Gajendra. So Gajendra's example. So what did Gajendra do? Gajendra. Yeah. Gajendra was help. I'll do one thing. I'll mute everybody. You can raise hand and I'll unmute you. We'll do that. Because I'm hearing a lot of sound effect from everywhere. Yes. Gajendra, we went to Trikuta Mountain. What is the background sound of Trikuta Mountain that's coming? So you don't want background noises. We want to have Katha. So Gajendra also tried everything. Gajendra first was dependent on his own strength. He said, I can smash this guy. It's very easy. I know my strength. But then he was wrong. Then he tried to look back. He looked at his wife. He looked at his children. He looked at his relatives. He looked at his friends. And everyone was crying. They were not able to help him out. That's when he understood. Narayana Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. He called out with great intensity because I have no other shelter. I have no other shelter. Nobody else can help me out. Yes, Karpakavali Mataji.
Durva, Prabhuji, Durva and Pragaladan also chanted. No, Durva was chanted.
Okay. Dhruva Maharaj was fixed in Guru's instruction. We are discussing here calling out intensity to Lord. Prahlad Maharaj never called out for Lord. Lord himself came. Yes, Pooja Mataji, Pooja Arora Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, my example from Ramayana, Mata Shabari and the Jatayu, both are, they are very desperate to see the God. And
they were desperate to serve. Exactly. That desperation we can see. Very good. Nice example. They're not desperate to chant. We don't see the chanted, but they desperately served.
Yes. Very Mata nice. Shabari, she is a wonderful devotee of Rama, as we all know.
She was. Yeah. Desperation means she waited every day. She was 19 years old. When a guru told Matangiri, she told that Ram will come. You don't come back to Godhead now. I'm taking all my disciples back to Godhead. But you stay back. He told her, because you have to serve Lord Ram. And she was 19. Every single day with the same enthusiasm, she would go. She would prepare a bowl of berries which grew there in the forest. And she would wait. And she had full faith. Lord Ram will come. He'll come. But then he never came. Then he said, okay, he'll come tomorrow. That was the hope against hope that she had, Sabari. Yes, that is also desperation. When we have this attitude, then we'll get darshan of Lord. And Lord takes sufficient test. She had to wait until from 19, she became 90. When she became 90 years old, then she got darshan of Lord. Right? So that was Sabari. And Jatayu also very, very intensely. So he knew, I'm going to lose. Ravana is young, I am old. Ravana is a Rakshasa, I am a poor bird. Ravana has mystic powers. I only have my claws and beaks. Nothing else. But still, he gave his best. He gave his best in the fight and he performed sufficient damage. See, Ravana had come with a mood. He had calculated. Ravana was very learned, so he calculated astrologically. Astrologically made a calculation. When is the right muhurta to kidnap Sita in such a way that she will eternally become mine? So that was his whole intention. But what did Jatayu? Jatayu could not save Sita, but Jatayu postponed that muhurta. That astrological timing, he postponed it in such a way, Ravana went and reached Lanka at such a time when Sita will never ever be his. So he changed the result. So sometimes we may think that our efforts have gone in vain. But no, when we look at the longer, the bigger picture, we understand that every single effort that we put in Lord's service makes a big difference. That's what we learned from Jatayu. Nice examples, Puja Mataji. His grace, Shukakara Krishna Prabhu.
Uttara Mataji crowd, when Brahmastra was put.
Yeah, that time was a shared destiny. She could have gone to anyone. Why didn't she go to Yudhishthir? Why didn't she go to Bhima? Why didn't she go to Arjuna? She could have gone to them. But no, she directly went to Krishna. Jugop kukshin yata ata chakro matushchameye sharanam gataya. He took thorough shelter of Krishna. Every time. Very good. His Grace Jayanand Gaur Hari Prabhu.
Gopas called in during Vrindavan. So many situations. Forest fire, calling an Arthana.
Gopas, okay, correct. Krishna, Mahamaha. So if any problem, they'll immediately call Krishna. That utmost dependence. See, now simple. I'll tell you a simple. I was just reading the pastime of Nanda Maharaj getting kidnapped. Right? So now Krishna is a small boy. Very small boy. Tiny boy. And Nanda Maharaj went in front of everybody. Nanda Maharaj went to take bath in the Yamuna after Ekadashi. And Nanda Maharaj drowned. He was not found to be anywhere visible. Ideally, what the Gopas are supposed to do? They are supposed to call Upananda. He's a senior most person. Supposed to call Mahananda. They could have called other brothers of Nanda Maharaj. Yes, they could have called somebody else. Any expert swimmers here, please? Swimmers? Scuba divers? Anybody scuba diving? They should have called such experts. Or they should have dialed from Mathura. Just dial. Let's call some experts, scuba divers, to go and find out. But they all call for Krishna. Everybody, all the elders call for a child, externally, apparently a mere child, to take shelter and save your father, please. Come on, elders are supposed to handle the business. Something goes wrong, will you go to your child and complain? Oh, my dear child, see what's happening. Please take care of the situation. The child is himself helpless. But here they take shelter of Krishna, because taking shelter of Krishna was natural for everybody. Anytime any problem would come, they would take shelter of Krishna. Just to be with Krishna. Yes, I think His Grace Sukhakar Krishnapu has one more. Yes, go ahead.
The gopis called Gopi Geet when Krishna left them. They were cried.
Yes, the Gopi Geet. Exactly. So, correct. The gopis had developed a tinge of pride that Krishna is with me. And Krishna, as soon as he saw the tinge of pride, he left. But then when they all united, came together, they became humble and they called out for Krishna, that's when Krishna came again. Ajamila also is a good example. Ajamila, although did not want to call Krishna, he didn't want to call Krishna, but his call was very intense. So how many of you accidentally called somebody from your phone? You've done that? Accidentally, yes, you're there and the phone is called. Oh, you called me? No, I wanted to call someone else. I accidentally dialed your number. Happens? That's what Ajamil did. Sometimes you find two people with same name. Correct? Same. I get many calls from one ISKCON temple where there's another Sanatan Dharma. So they call me and they start talking and I say, wait, slow. Oh, Prabhuji, it's you from Pune. Okay, we're really sorry. We wanted to call the other Sanatan Dharma Prabhu. Not you. Sorry, Prabhu. I said, first you please rectify. This is system error. First, you put Pune, Sanatan Dharmadas. Okay? You put Pune first. Don't put Sanatan Dharmadas first. So, people put like that. So, they call it, they talk very naturally. It's happened from two ISKCON temples. People have called me and started talking. I said, wait, I'm not getting a head or tail out of it. Oh, Prabhuji, it's you. Okay, from Pune. We are so sorry. Similarly, Ajamil had two numbers on his list. One was Narayana's son and another is Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, which number did he dial? He wanted to dial son's number, but the connection, it went to Supreme Lord Narayana. It was a mistake, right? It was a mistake that happened. Mriyamana Harir Nama Grinan Putro Pacharitam. He actually called for his son only. See, what happened was, as soon as he called Narayana, he just screamed. Lord who was there in Vaikuntha, he became so attentive. He caught the attention of the Lord. And he told his servants, wait a minute, wait, there is somebody calling for me. And the servants knew everything. Vaikunthavasis know everything. They looked down and they saw, hey, it's a sinful Ajami. He said, Lord, he is calling your name. It's right, but he is not calling for you. He's calling his son. Lord said, no, I think we should check. Please go and check. What if he's actually calling for me? He said, Lord, okay, fine, we'll go and check. So they were just moving. He said, wait a minute. You're taking Shankar, Chakra, Gada, Padma and going. What is the use of Padma and Shankar? Please leave it as that's for devotees. Now this is a war time. Please take bow and arrow and the swords and shields and go. One said, okay, all right, we'll go. He said, go fast. Okay, we are going fast. So thus they came and they stopped the Yamadutas from arresting Ajami. That's what happened. Right? So Krishna's attention can be caught. So the call was not to Krishna, but it was a desperate call. So the desperate call is something which is very vital. I'll tell you one more example. Once there was a lady, an old lady. And this old lady was a woodcutter lady. She wouldn't cut wood, but she would transport the wood. She would take from one place to another. Although she was very old, she had to continue her work. Yes, she had to continue her work. So she was once carrying logs of wood and walking. It was excruciatingly painful. She was not able to go beyond one point of time. And she was unable to even lift it and change sides. Normally we change sides, right? If your right hand, okay, it gets pumped up because the luggage is heavy, you shift it to the left side. Then again, the right side, the left side, you keep switching. So she was very, very tired. She couldn't even change sides. And out of great desperation, Krishna, she called out, Krishna. And the Supreme Lord, seeing the desperation, came there. It was a desperate call. He came. And he came there. She was so happy to look at Krishna. And Krishna asked, so, Mataji, what can I do? Said, I just want one thing. Krishna said, yes, what do you want? Please take this log of wood from my right side and put it on the left side. That's all I want. And Krishna said, are you sure that's it? That's it. That's all I want. And then you go. Please carry on. Carry, you must be having a lot of work, right? You please go. Let me do my work. You do your work. This is utter foolishness. This is precisely what we means at least I do. Yeah. When you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna comes. When we chant Hare, you should have faith. When you're chanting, see, it is said when you chant Krishna's name, Krishna stands up. Who? Somebody called me. Like for example, when we are here, Nitya Narasimha Prabhu, I called. I immediately, oh my God, he is sparked up. Was a call. So whenever somebody calls your name, immediately, like of course, now it's very rare that somebody will call somebody else with Sanatan Dharma. But sometimes we have different. Now in our ISKCON temple, we have four brahmacharis whose name begins with Sanatan. Yes, the Sanatan Goswami Prabhu. We have Sanatan Gaur Hari Prabhu. We have Sanatan Chandra Prabhu. And have Sanatan Dharma Prabhu. So sometimes it's fast. Sanatan Prabhu. Sanatan Goswami Prabhu. So Sanatan, you hear immediately, you try to turn back, right? You become attentive. So even in this world, somebody is not intending to call you, but they call you, you become attentive, right? Oh, who called me? Similarly, Krishna becomes attentive. And when you stand up, you stand with your hands raised up in the air, and you call out, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Krishna is so happy that Krishna begins to dance. Oh, this guy surrendered. He's raised his hand and he surrendered. Yes, he surrendered. So he begins to dance. And then, when you sing and dance, you're singing and dancing, then Krishna comes and dances with you. This happens actually. But we are like that old lady who's too busy calling for Krishna and telling Krishna to switch the weight from the right side to the left side. That's what we are busy doing. It's very unfortunate. Yeah. Now, why does Vritrasura actually want to see Krishna? We'll proceed ahead in our discussion. There are many hands up. Yes, we will definitely interact more. So why does he want to see Krishna? Because he's saying, Manoharam Naksha Didrikshate Twam. Why do you want to see Krishna? It's very clear. He wants to see Krishna to serve Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning days of ISKCON, he had to tell all his disciples that whenever you come to the temple of Lord, whenever you come to the temple of Lord to see Krishna, you should always bring something for Krishna. So Prabhupada gave that instruction. And since then, all the hippies, all the men, women, whenever they would come with a flower, some would come with a fruit for Krishna, but nobody used to come empty-handed. Nobody came empty-handed. Yes? On the other hand, in our center, I've made a policy. You may come empty-handed, but you should not go empty-handed. No. You may come empty-handed. You come with both hands full to give something to Krishna. That's nothing like it. But you cannot go empty-handed. If you're going out, you're supposed to take a bead and go and give it to someone. You come here, you're supposed to take a book and give it to someone. Or at least take a bowl of prasadam and share the prasadam with someone so that people get mercy. You have got the mercy of Lord, equally rise the responsibility for you to distribute that mercy. So in my center, I made a policy that you may come empty-handed, but you should not go empty-handed. Take something and go for others to show compassion. And if you can do both, nothing like it. Best. You take something and come, give it to Lord. And take something and go. Don't go empty-handed. Yes? So that's our policy. When the Supreme Lord, he appeared in front of Brahma, he was very, very pleased to see the austerities of Brahma. He was very pleased. He was very pleased and he said that, Brahma, you may ask whatever benediction you want from me and I'll give it to you. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me tell you, the highest benediction that you can ever get in your life is dash. Fill in the blanks. Quickly, you're typing. Everybody, what's it? What is that highest benediction that Krishna said? There's nothing greater than this. This is the highest benediction anybody can ever get for all time to come. What is that? Please type. Moksha. Love of Godhead. Association of devotees. Service. Prema. Go on, go on, go on. Till the time I say yes, it's not correct. Service of Lord. Going back to Godhead. Guru. Krishna Prem. You're all right, but you still are not right. Krishna servant service. Separation with Lord in love. Oh, all nectar coming out. But still, this is not what Lord said. Give up, give up. You'll give up, then I'll tell. Question again? The question is, what is the highest benediction anybody can ever get? I'm talking Krishna's version, nothing else. It's Krishna who met Brahma. I shook hands with him. You're all right, but still not right. I'll tell you. Okay, fine, 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 fine. Good, stop. You're all right, you're not wrong. But the highest benediction you can ever get is the darshan of Lord. This is darshan. This is the divine audience of Lord. Because after doing all these things also, you get the audience of Lord. And through this audience of Lord, then you can start serving that Lord. It said here, the pure devotees of the Lord cannot leave the Lord. Yes, they always yearn to be with the Lord and serve the Lord. An example of this we can see in Ramayana. Correct? As soon as Lord Ram got the instruction from his, yes, Pitur Vachana Nirdeshat Kaikeya Priya Karanat. Yes, it was his father's desire, its instruction. Pitur Vachana Nirdeshat. Go to forest. Why? Kaikeya Priya Karana. Because his lover, Kaikeyi, she instigated this conspiracy. And he had to go to the forest. And Lord Ram told Lakshman, please, go and purchase one ticket for the forest. I'm going to stay there. There is a train. The particular forest was, it's called as Dandakaranya. Dandakaranya became Deccan. In India today, we call it the Deccan Plateau. And there's a train called the Deccan Queen. There's a train that passes through this forest. So Lord Ram asked for Deccan Queen Express. I want one ticket. But what did Lakshman do? Lakshman purchased two tickets. And Lord Ram said, I only need one. So the second one is for me. I'm also coming along with you. But you have not been instructed to go to the forest by father. I've been instructed. So what? If wherever you are going, I'll go there also. Because wherever you go, I will serve you there. Correct? I'll be there to serve you. So Lakshmana always acted like the shadow of Lord Ram. He always used to be the shadow of Lord Ram. Wherever Lord Ram used to go, he used to go there. And what a high-class service attitude and association. Lakshmana did not sleep for even a moment in the 14 years of exile period. Lakshmana did not think of anybody else other than Ramachandra in the 14 years of the exile period. Perfect brahmacharya. And Lakshmana did not even eat even a morsel grain in those 14 years because of his intense absorption in the service of Lord Ramachandra. They cannot leave the Lord. He couldn't imagine being separated from Ramachandra. He just wanted to be with him. And Lakshman never leaves Ram. So this is the kind of feeling that a devotee has. Now, I never want to leave the Lord, and I'll never leave service to Lord. Correct? Very important. This kind of feeling to develop is very important. So this is actually becoming a parishad of Lord. Parishad means an associate of Lord. But our Rup Goswami Pad explains in the Nectar of Instruction, you cannot become an associate with the Lord till the time you become a pure devotee. And you cannot become a pure devotee of Lord till the time you become a Goswami. Goswami means the master of one's mind and senses. So that's the primary step. First, to become a Goswami. How to become Goswami? The first three shlokas of Nectar of Instructions. Vacho vegam manasakrodha vegam jihva vegam udaropastha vegam. One has to control the six urges. Urges to speak, urges of the tongue, urges of the belly, urges of the genitals, urges of the mind, urges of anger. Then one begins to become a Goswami. So it's very important to be Goswami if you want to become associate. That's why first deserve, then desire. We cannot right now desire to become an associate of Lord till the time we deserve it. So in order to deserve it, first become a Goswami. That's a step number one. So first shloka. Then the second shloka. Atyahara, prayasascha, prajalpo, niyamagraha, janasangalasya, laulyamcha, shadbir, bhaktir, vinashyati. The six items that destroy our devotional service. Like over-accumulation of things, over-endeavor, prajalpa, useless talk, frivolous activities. Niyamagraha, not following rules and regulations. Janasangas, associating with materialistic people, laulyamcha, excessive greed. Chadbir bhaktir vinashyati. But at the same time, you have to cultivate some positive values as well. What is that? Utsaha, nishchaya, dhairyat, tattat karma pravartanat, sangatyaga, satovrittir, shadbir bhakti, prasidyati. So we have to be enthusiastic, we have to be convinced, we have to be patient, we have to keep doing our regulative principles. Sangatyagat, one should give up that unnecessary attachments. Sato vritti, follow the great souls. Then your bhakti will grow. So these three things will make us a Goswami. Then we are qualified to become a pure devotee of Lord. First Goswami. Without becoming Goswami, we cannot become pure devotee. Can you please repeat the six urges? Please don't worry. You can go to this vedabase.io. Nectar of Instructions. The first loka. You can see it there. In detail, you can read. Okay. Okay. So this is, we need to understand Chaitanya Charitamrita also mentions two types of bhaktas. One is a bhakta, second is a parishad. The bhakti tattva, one is bhakta, one parishad. So bhakta, when he intensely desires, so once you become pure devotee, then we intensely desire to serve the devotees, serve Krishna, then we become an associate of Krishna. Until the time you serve Krishna's associates, you cannot become associate of Krishna. Till the time we don't get blessings of Rajvasis, we cannot become Rajvasis. Till the time you don't get blessings of Vaikunthavasis, you will not become Vaikunthavasis. Till the time you don't get blessings of Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, you cannot become Gaur Bhakta. It's all required. You need their blessings. Correct? So similarly, we need blessings of Parishada to become from Shuddha Bhakta to Parishad. Parishad means an associate. Then we can render such personal service. So this is the real karma. Got it? The real karma is not just to see the Lord, the real karma is to become an associate of Lord. By serving Him as associate. The previous verse was what? The previous verse was Artha. Artha means performing devotional service wherever, in our sadhana deha, no problem. But this is actually to perform bhakti in siddha deha. Yes, that is the real karma. That's the real aspiration we should have. And that's what Rupa Goswami teaches us, right? San Krishna Nama Charitadi Sukirtanano Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasini Yoja Krishtan Raje Tadanuragi Janano Gami Kalam Naye Dakila Ityupadesha Saram. So the essence of all instructions is what? Yes. Engage your tongue, mind 24 hours in Krishna's service and thus follow the Vrajavasi and become a Vrajavasi. An associate, Parishat. And then you can serve. That is seeing Krishna and serving Krishna. That is the real aspiration that one should have. Alright, we have one more shloka, but there's no purport to it, but very important to discuss.
Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre brahmata swakarma bihi tvanmayaya atma atma jadara gehishu asakta chittasya nanata bhuyat.
This is the final prayer of Dhritarashtra. Somebody? Translation. Who would like to read? Please raise your hands and we'll unmute.
Very nice. Hare Krishna, translation by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, my Master, I am wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitative activities. Therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. My attachment to my body, wife, children, and home is continuing by the spell of your external energy, but I wish to be attached to them no longer. Let my mind, my consciousness, and everything I have be attached only to you. Hare Krishna.
Yes. So let us just analyze this. So the Dhritarasura is explaining his personal position. What is my position? My position is asakta chittasya. My mind is actually right now completely attached. And what type of attachment I have? I have material attachment to my own body, Atma. Atma means my own body. Atmaja, which means my children's bodies, my children. Dara, my spouse, and my home, house. So that's how my material attachment. First, I had a wife. I have my body. Then I wanted one more body. Then we both desired another body. And then we need a kshetra. So we had our own house, kshetra. So like this, my attachment is only for my body, my wife's body, my children, my house. These have been matter. I've just been talking only this. Asakta chitta. That's my current position. Why? Why is it so? Tvan mayaya. Because of your material energy. It's the material energy which will convince you completely that you are the body. That's what is the complete. And if you are the body, then you need another body. Correct? And when two bodies come together, they need more bodies. And to keep all these bodies together, you need a very big house. Correct? And this is the influence of Maya that goes on. The bodily concept of life. See, one thing we need to understand here, the grihastha ashram is not being condemned here. The grihamedi mentality is being condemned here. Yes. What is the Grihamedi mentality? The Grihamedi mentality means I am the king. She is my queen. My children are my subjects. And my house is my kingdom. Haribo. So this is the mentality. Why? Maya. Because that's what Maya does. Maya makes a person believe completely that you're great. You're the best. Once there was I saw a boy. On one place, he was wearing this shades, the cooling glasses, and he was trying to take a photograph and thinking, oh, I'm so attractive. But when you look at him, sorry, no offenses, that's also creation of Krishna. He was looking like a pig. That pig, the hog, is looking like that. And he's taking selfies and considering, oh, I'm so beautiful, so nice. I wear cooling glasses and etc. That's Maya, which makes one feel, oh, you are the most handsome person in the world. All the beautiful girls are ultimately looking at you. And they are waiting for your merciful, kind glance. That's how the Maya convinces. Maya says, don't worry. Yes, so as there was a, this is a story often quoted by His Grace Gaurang Prabhu. So he says he used to go to a person in his IIT days in the hostel. So he would go, and there was a policy created by His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Maharaj that even a person chanting one round, I should give prasad. So he would go and give him prasad, and he used to inspire, please Prabhu, chant two rounds from tomorrow, please chant more. He said, come on, I am chanting one round, I am getting prasad. I am getting what I need. So why should I chant more? I will not chant. I will chant only one round. So like that. So then after several years, 15 years later, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu had gone to the West and he was giving a class. So he saw there was a very, very enthusiastic man who was right sitting in front of his class, and he was listening to every point with a great beaming smile on his face. So after the class, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu went up to him and said, I think I've seen you somewhere. He said, yes, Prabhu, do you remember? I'm that one round devotee. Oh, you're that one round devotee. How come you're here? So he said that I was very frustrated in the IIT days. He used to tell me that you are not this body, your soul, and there is no enjoyment in this world. I used to listen to the philosophy, but I never had faith. So I was quite frustrated. So I went and consulted some people. And they told me, Prabhu, don't worry. Prabhu, dear, don't worry. You're doing your BTech. You just do MS abroad in some very nice university, Ivy League university, and life will be set. Just go for it. So he went. He started doing MS. Initially, it seemed a thrill. But later on, he was also fed up with all the work. He went, and asked, so what should I do now? He said, just do the PhD. He said, you do the PhD and everything will be fine. So, well, fine. Then he did the PhD. After he did PhD, he was, even while doing PhD, he thought PhD means permanent head damage. That's what is PhD. His head is permanently getting damaged. So then he asked, oh no, this is so frustrating. It's so horrible. So do what you just get a job. Just get a nice job and your life will be set. He said, all right, I'll get a job. He got a job. Even in job, his boss was firing him left and right. And it's so frustrating experience. He told her, what should I do? So you just get married. That's all. Just get married and everything will be sorted. Don't worry. So he got married. After he got married, he got frustrated. More frustrated. What is this? So don't worry. Have one kid. One child. Yes. A small world of yours in this big world. Have it. No problem. You had a kid. And still, it was so frustrating. So have one more. Don't worry. One more kid. And after having done all that, then finally, the book that he had taken long back, he opened it and started reading. He went to the nearby ISKCON temple, took the mala and started chanting Hare Krishna. He said, this is something that has sorted my life. Yeah, so this is all glued to the prasadam. So prasad may be taken, but it may take prasadam sometimes 15 years to digest. That's what Prabhuji tells. We take 15 years for prasad to digest. Right? So this is how a person gets, this is what is the influence of Maya. It will keep giving you faith in the material pursuits, material pursuit of happiness. It keeps giving you faith in the material plan. Oh, do this, you will be definitely happy. And that's how one gets entangled more and more and more. Correct? So that is what is Tvan Maya. By Krishna, by your Maya only, I have got this particular kind of attachment. What is going to happen as a result of this attachment? It's very clear. As a result of this attachment, samsara chakre bhramata swakarmabhi, I am simply going to rotate within this universe. Samsara chakra. I am going to get birth. I am going to grow. I am going to maintain. I am going to reproduce. I am going to dwindle. I am going to die. Again, I am going to be born, another body, same activity. The six changes of every living body. That is something which will keep repeating one. This is called samsara chakra. Punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare shayanam. So like that, I'm going to go again and again and again and again. This is endless practically. That's what is happening. But my dear Lord, I'm offering prayer right now to you. Nanata bhuyat, please. I don't want this to happen. I want to avoid the situation. It's been so far, this has been the situation, but sorry, no more. please end this. And how it can end, I know the solution. I know the solution really well. Mama uttama shloka janeshu sakhyam. So sometimes people say, when you go beyond the samsara chakra, this is moksha. Yes, it is moksha. But we need to understand that when you be with the mama uttama shloka janeshu sakhyam, you develop friendship with devotees. Yes, you develop friendship with devotees, the servants of Lord. That is the real moksha. That will give you prema. When you develop friendship with Krishna's devotees. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastra koi. Lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoi. Sarva siddhi is the supreme moksha. That can take place only and only when you have sadhu sanga, the association of devotees. Toyale naam navenapi, na swargam na punarbhavam. Bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashishah. So the supreme moksha is that sadhu sangha, Bhagavat sangi sangasya. See, Bhagavat is Lord. Bhagavat sangi is associate of Lord. And Bhagavat sangi sangasya means to have the association of a Bhagavat sangi, an associate of Lord who is a devotee. That is the supreme most liberation. Nothing else. Correct? So now some of you may have question that what exactly should we do with this? Atma, Atmaja, Dara, Geheshu. What do we do? Oh, you have to engage everyone in Lord's service. Engage Atma. Engage your body, mind and words. Kaya namacha manasendriyava buddhyatma nava patrite subhava. Karomi yadya chakalam parasmai narayana iti samarpayami. Engage this in Krishna's. You have children, let them play mridang, let them play kartal, let them take part in kirtan, give them services, prasadam seva, wind up, let them do. Your spouse, yeah, engage them also in Lord's service, go. Flower making, dress making, jewelry making, garland making, oh come on, do service. Geheshu, yes, let's have house program. This is Krishna's house, not my house. This is not place for my comfort, this is a place for Krishna's katha, kirtan and sankirtan. So I'll make my house into a temple and invite so many people to come and do programs. That's the way we lose attachment. We don't lose attachment by spreading negativity. Oh, this is horrible. This is bogus. Yes, body is made of kapha, pitta, vata. Yes, it's fact. All material bodies are made of stool and urine and all pus and mucus. What kind of attachment do you have to this material body? This is Gyani's way of being detached. The Bhakta's way of becoming detached is not by this way. Or else some people, they crack some grihastha jokes. Yes. So they try to get attachment to the grihastha jokes. You want example? Okay, I'll give you one example. no example. Some of you don't want, some of you want. What should I do? Okay. I'll anyway speak it. So once what happened, there was a marriage of a lion. A lion's marriage. Yes. And lion was getting married to a lioness. And he had invited all animals to come. I told, please come to my party and don't worry, I will not eat any of you. Promise. Just for today. So one day offer, I'll not eat any one of you. You can come and enjoy, drink, eat, dance, do merry. So in the party, there was a mouse. And this mouse was dancing like crazy. He was dancing so crazily, so crazy. The lion was wondering, it's my marriage, why this guy is dancing? So he called this mouse. Come here. You're dancing so wildly. Why? What happened? The mouse told the lion, please, you also join me and dance. He said, no, first you tell me, why are you dancing so madly? He said, but because before marriage, I was also a lion. You got it? Before the marriage, I was also a lion. Now I became a mouse. So these are the kind of jokes people crack and they think, okay, we will get free from the attachment. That's not going to happen. It's not so easy. Correct? But sometimes people say, oh, children, no, these people give us trouble. They are actually enemies in our past life. The past life enemies will come to take result or revenge on us. That's all these children are. No. We're supposed to engage body, engage the spouse, engage the children, engage the home. How to engage everyone in Krishna's service? That's the right way of developing. That's the right way of displaying affection. Right? And the moment there is affection, there cannot be attachment. Yeah. Attachment is wrong. Affection is perfect. That's the perfection. All right. So for that, I need the friendship of devotees. Again, so what comes here is the nectar of instruction, verse number 4. See, again, ultimately everything is the first 4 shlokas of nectar of instruction. So we have this loving exchange with devotees. Dadati pratigrihnati guhyamakyati prichati bhunte bhojayate chaiva shadvidam priti lakshanam. The 6 ways of developing loving friendship with Vaishnavas. What is that? Dadati, to give charity, to give gifts. Pratigrihnati, accept gifts. Guhyamakyati prichati, reveal heart in confidence and learn confidential matters. Bhunte bhojayate chaiva, invite Vaishnavas for prasadam, and we can also go and take part in the prasadam of Vaishnavas. We do these 6 activities, we are definitely so very sure to develop love with Vaishnavas. Yeah. So ultimately what we discussed today, the sum and substance boils down to the first 4 shlokas of nectar of instructions. See how important are these instructions. Without following which we cannot actually proceed towards becoming pure devotees. Without being pure devotees, we cannot become associates of Lord, the Parishadam. Let's look at some examples. Parikshit Maharaj, he's seen Krishna, he's lived with Krishna's devotees, but again, what is he desiring? Punascha bhuya bhagavan kanante ratim prasangasya tadashrayesho mahatsuyamyam upayam srishti maitrasu sarvatra namo dvijebhya. So he's aspiring in one sense for association of devotees. Prahlad Maharaj saw Narasimha Dev, the Lord, face to face, but what is he aspiring? Association for devotees. Association of devotees. Dhruva Maharaj, even he saw Krishna personally appeared for him to come and give him darshan, a success of his tapasya. But what is he aspiring for? Association of devotees. So everybody is aspiring for association of devotees. Those who are associating with Lord are actually aspiring for association of devotees. Uddhava, he is always used to be with Krishna, but when he went to Vrindavan, he was in separation from Krishna. He saw that in the association of these gopis, I am able to experience Krishna much more than being with Krishna in person. So again, what is this? He decided to become a gulmalata, a creeper in Vrindavan, in order to get the dust from the lotus feet of all the gopis of Vrindavan. Thus he resides in Kusum Sarovar. Yes. Behind Kusum Sarovar is Uddhav Kund. They are connected, both of them. So he resides in Kusum Sarovar, and he's residing there as Gulmalata, with the hope that I'll get the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotees, and thus I'll be able to experience Krishna more. So the ultimate moksha is not just liberation from samsara chakra, but the ultimate moksha is actually to get the association of devotees. I'd like to pause here, and a quick summary if you want to see. What we saw is we saw what is the supreme kama and the supreme moksha. So supreme kama is actually to have the darshan of Lord, to serve him as an associate of Lord. That's the aspiration we should have. Correct? We discuss that, and then we discuss what is supreme moksha. The supreme moksha is not just to get out of this janma mrityu chakkar, no. It's to develop thorough loving relationship, friendly relationship with Vaishnavas. That is the supreme moksha. Alright, there are any questions, we can take.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for so much valuable association and giving such a nice thing, Prabhu. We talked about Shama today. I would like to open the discussion for the question and answers. And I see Anuradha Mataji raised her hand. Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji. You can unmute yourself. Or...
Yeah, I'll do that. I think I need to. Please, I unmuted everybody because there's some disturbance in the class. Yes, Mataji, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. All you wish to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for the beautiful class. Prabhu, just a quick point. When you were mentioning about Shabri, you were saying that, you know, she had been patient from 19 to 90. I was just wondering what could be the impetus for one, like for a sadhaka like me, to, you know, be so patient. Of course, the NOI again mentions about the enthusiasm and with patience. So if you can be a little practical, how can one be patient?
Yes. Actually, this feeling of hope against hope is a bhava stage. I'll tell you how we can practically get there. Bhava has 9 symptoms. We all know that. We say this particular 9 shlokas. where we say Shantir Avyakta Kalatvam Viraktir Manushunyata Asha Abadda Samutkanta Namagane Sadaruchihi. So now, so like that, in that particular verse, there's something called Asha Abadda. Asha Abadda means having hope against hope. Actually, that is a quality of bhava. That's a bhava stage. Sadhakas may not have that to that extent. We may not last well in that patience. So, but bhava will also arise only when we do Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. So how exactly do we move from Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti to Bhava Bhakti? See, there is one aspect of Bhava Bhakti which we can practice even today. What is that? Avyartha Kalatvam. Not wasting time. Correct? That is one aspect which a sadhaka can aspire for. Other qualities may not develop. It will develop gradually as one keeps proceeding ahead in Sadhana Bhakti. But let's at least try to be Avyartha Kalatvam. That's first thing. And the second thing that we need to do is understand the shloka number 12.9 of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, abhyase. So there, what does Krishna say? Atachittam samadhatum nashaknoshi maistiram abhyasa yogena tato mamichhaptum dhananjaya. If you are not able to have that bhava, not worry. Do your sadhana bhakti with a desire to attain me. So when we do our sadhana with a desire to attain Krishna every time, then we develop bhava. And the bhava, this feeling of hope against hope, is something which is very natural. Does it satisfy you?
Yes, Prabhu, yes, because, you know, even as a sadhaka, like, we are trying to do so many things, even within bhakti, to prioritize, it becomes so difficult which one to go for. So it's like, and then sometimes it feels like, you know, I don't satisfy anybody at the end of it, neither myself. So that's the impatience that comes, like, you know, what is the best? So as you said, don't waste time, but even between don't waste time, guru's instruction, so many things. So yes, Prabhu, that's why the question came.
You have so many things to do in Guru's service, you're safe. The problem comes when we don't have anything to do. Or at least our mind feels like that. We have nothing else to do. So we have so many things and we're struggling with that, we are very safely sheltered. Good, we go on. We'll never waste time. But again, there's a difference between being busy and being effective. And the efficacy will happen only when we do things as per Guru's order. See, my plan is Maya's plan. When you say my plan, this is my plan. Very good. That means that's Maya's plan. But the moment we say that's Guru, we want Guru's plan, then that is Krishna's plan. So especially when you're overwhelmed with things, it's very important that we check, inquire, what should I do, and take guidance and proceed ahead in that direction.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Dhanavad.
Rahananda Prabhuji, please go ahead, Prabhuji, with your question.
Thank you, Ramas Mataji, and Dhanwal Pranam Prabhuji. My question is regarding this association of devotees. How would you compare the personal association compared to the association we have with great devotees and Vaishnavas like you on this electronic satsang? So, you know, since I joined this, I feel so good about it. Even more than personal association. So how would you rate this, you know, in a way of becoming a pure devotee like that? Although, you know, I believe that there are personal subjective elements there, but, you know, I feel so good about this electronic satsang because it allows me to do my own, progress in doing bhakti, and as well as I'm associating with such great people, you know, which personally you cannot do in a city like Las Vegas here. I hardly meet any devotee like that. So please comment on that. Thank you.
Yeah. I does the same thing to my Shiksha Guru, that nowadays it becomes very convenient. Every class is, live streamed. It's available on the YouTube. Now every class is put on the Zoom. So we can go out there and we can take association. And it seems nice. So wonderful, right? Technology is connected. So what's the feeling? So my spiritual master, he said very clearly that we may associate on Zoom and nice. We should do that when it is not possible to come physically. But in physical association, the connection is much more. And I have felt the difference, great difference. When I teach as well as when I'm a student and I learn, sitting physically in class in front of the guru and connecting with the message, connecting with the emotions of the spirit, participating openly, asking questions directly, and rendering some service Yes. When I sit with my guru, I can play mridangam for my spiritual master. I can play the harmonium. I can render some service. I can help to arrange the bag, the laptop, many things. I can do so many things, which also is a required exchange to develop a connection with the spiritual master. So many things we can do. You know, the class, real class begins after the class. So moment we say Srila Prabhupada ki jai, that is when more devotees gather around and they ask more questions. It's very intriguing. It's very even more deeper. Right. So these all experiences we miss out in the Zoom classes. So Zoom has advantage. Definitely it can help us reach where we cannot reach. But if there are some great souls within our reach, we should. It's our duty and responsibility to go and associate physically. This is what I was told by my seniors. I'm just repeating it as it is.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Sindhu Mataji, please go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the wonderful class. I just wanted to see you today, so I've been waiting to see you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Prabhu, I may be out of line when I ask this question, but this question just came to me. See, when Vrithasya in his thing was Chitraketu Maharaj, right? And when Mother Parvati gave him that curse, or he took it as a benediction, and he says, there is a verse, I don't remember it, whether it is Svarga or Narka or wherever you put me.
Narayana Parasarvena Kutaschana Vibhiti. This Shiva tells about Vrithasya.
Correct.
About Chitraketu. Yeah, correct.
So he is okay living anywhere if devotion is there with him.
Service is there, correct.
Correct, right? So when he became Vrithasura, why is it anchoring to going back to Godhead so important? Devotion is, so that is one question. Question two for us as an implementation, right? What do we take away from this? Initially, I used to think going back to Godhead is important. But of late, wherever you are put, you're doing service to Krishna. I don't have to go back to Goloka itself. Whether I'm put in based on my karma, wherever I am, I have to do my service. Devotional service is most important than even going back to God, is what I'm thinking. So my question is why is that anchoring by Vrithasura? And second is, how do we take it?
It's third.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you a number.
Yeah.
Yes. Second and third, one more question.
Only two questions, Prabhu. One is, why Vrithasura is anchoring to go back to Godhead? Because he initially, the mentality was...
I'll answer this one first.
Yeah.
So Vrithasura is, yes, it is correct to hanker for service than to go back to Godhead. But Vrithasura here is hankering to go back to Godhead because he's not able to bear the separation from Lord. He's unable to bear that separation. That's very clear in this verse number 26, right?
Okay.
He's feeling, let me die and just be with my Lord. I'm not able to bear separation any longer with you. It's been enough, Lord. Take me back. So that is his mood. His mood is not, oh my God, I'm fed up with this material world. Horrible. Pathetic. That is jnana. That is moksha kama. He wants to avoid pains and pangs of this world. That was not his desire. He was spiritually feeling so much separation. I can't live without you, my Lord. I'll die. Just got it, right? So that was his mood, which is very clear in the 26th verse. The second question, whether...
What I think kind of you answered my question.
Yeah, that's what I said. So is there any question that remains?
I think it's a spiritual journey. Initially, we want moksha, and then we say, oh God, I'm fed up of this. I want to go to Goloka. And then it's later on, it's okay. I'm doing service. And then that viraha bhav comes, and that's when it is the ultimate.
Exactly. So his viraha bhav is being displayed here. It's a very high state of viraha. That's why these four slokas are considered viraha bhakti only. He wants to, somebody is, he's unable to bear that separation.
Okay.
That's how he wants to be. Yeah.
Very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Tiffany Mataji.
Go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for a beautiful class. I'm so happy for your class today. I needed to hear everything that you said. I have two questions. The first is, which text is the 10 stages of lust and love? I remember hearing that before, and I forgot where it comes from.
I'll just directly go to the verse. 7:1. Yeah. Gopyah kamat. So this is 7:131.
Okay.
This is one place. And also in one Vaishnava song, if you see the feelings of Radha and Krishna in Radhikashtakam.
Radhikashtakam.
And Krishna then, sang kamatāparādhikā. So kamatāpa, the kama is mentioned here. Lusty, she fulfills the lusty desires of Krishna. Hey, lusty desires. That is the intense feeling. The intensity is mentioned by the lust.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhu.
Radhikashta.
And that's my first question. And then my second question, you kind of alluded to it when you were answering Mataji's question. You were talking about, you know, that we need to have that feeling of helplessness and dependency. And then my mind kind of went toward, you know, material helplessness and dependency versus spiritual helplessness and dependency. And I was wondering if you could say a little bit about that. I don't want to take up too much time. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's good. It's a good big subject. I wanted to elaborate about this, but then because of lack of time, I couldn't. So material dependency means we are just depending to satisfy our own lust. That's what we hear. And material dependency is having such a nature that if I don't get my need fulfilled from XYZ, I can go to somebody ABC. I can go somewhere else. I'll go here. I'll go there. It's like Shurpanaka. Shurpanaka went and wanted to enjoy Ram. Mm-hmm. And as soon as Ram refused, she said, well, I'll go to Lakshman. I'll try that person. This is not dependency. So material dependency, it's not the object of love who is important. It is my desire which is important. So if this person cannot fulfill my need, I will go here and fulfill my need. Or I can go there. I have many options. Got it, right? I can go for many more options. That option is always there. Correct?
Yes.
That's what we do. On the other hand, the spiritual dependency is a place where we are thoroughly only and only dependent on the spiritual principles. The Nama, Harinama, Vaishnava, Bhagavata, Bhagavan, Hari. Yes, we are depending only on them.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
I really have to leave now. I'm getting phone calls also. I have one more meeting. I'm late already.
So, thank you so much, Prabhu. So let's put our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha vasudevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sanatana Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.